This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York University Medical School, alarmed by financial debt load of its students because of the $55,000 per year tuition, has announced that it will be uncovering that bill for all students regardless of need. A current report by a professor at the University of Wisconsin at Madison has described how Russian-linked groups were able to use Facebook micro-ad targeting to work to suppress the vote by identifying black voters and then urging them to boycott the 2016 election. In the latest environmental attack, the Trump administration is planning to formally propose an overhaul of climate regulations that, among other things, would allow individual states to decide how or even whether to curb carbon dioxide emissions from coal plants. The vast majority of charitable donations, some $286 billion out of the $410 billion given in 2017, come from individual donations, according to the annual report on philanthropy. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates there were 29,400 amusement ride injuries requiring emergency treatment in 2017 at all types of parks, including inflatable attractions and coin-operated rides at shopping malls. Treasury Department has imposed economic sanctions on Burmese security forces for their role in ethnic cleansing against Rohingya Muslims and human rights abuses. Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist of InfoWars, has now been accused of destroying evidence of malice and defamatory conduct in the face of the Sandy Hook Children's Massacre parent suits. In a historic first, Republicans are blocking access to Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh's legal writings. Trump blames the cancellation of his military parade on local Washington, D.C. officials, even though the military had already announced a delay until perhaps next year. Estimated cost was almost $100 million. Purdue, the New York-based manufacturer of OxyContin, now faces over 1,000 lawsuits brought by cities, counties, and states. In Arkansas nationally, so-called tort reform groups that want to limit liabilities for those responsible for loss of life and limb are finding surprising opposition from Christian groups rallying opposition based on there being no limits to the value of life. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.